Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Death at Dark Water by John D. Nesbitt, narrated by Kevin Orton and directed by Jenny Selig. This book is copyrighted 2008 by John D. Nesbitt. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books. All artist Devon Frost needed was a little peace and quiet. The remote town of Tinaha seemed a good place to find it. So the last thing Frost expected was to get caught up in a dangerous web of lies, accusations, and murder. And now, Death at Dark Water.
Chapter 1. As the buggy approached the first adobe houses on the edge of town, Devon leaned forward and asked in Spanish, "Is this Tinaja?" "Sí," answered the driver. Devon sat back in his seat. The ride from the train station had taken nearly a whole day, with very little to break the silence, and he felt as if he had lost track of time and space. If the driver had told them that Tinaja was yet a long ways off, he wouldn't have known the difference. But now he was here. He spoke to the driver, still in Spanish. "I've heard that this area has not changed much, that people still do things the way they did in years past." "That's true." "Good." The driver shrugged. "Very little happens in this place." "That's well enough also. I hope to find peace and quiet here." The driver nodded but didn't answer. After several hours of seeing only flat desert plains and far-flung mountains, Devon appreciated details that were close enough to observe. A little girl, no older than 6, stood with a length of jute twine around the neck of a tan goat. The animal, which had a beard hanging down and a pair of horns curving back, looked at him with bulging eyes as he passed. Next he saw a husky man, straw-hatted, leading 2 gray pack burros. The man had dark features and a bristly mustache, and he carried a switch about a yard long. After that, between 2 buildings and an empty lot strewn with broken blocks of adobe, 2 groups of boys stood facing each other. Just before they passed out of sight, Devon saw that the front boy in each group held his arm curled around a rooster, fighting cocks. The one he saw better had long black tail feathers. A water tank made of mortared stone came into view on the left, and as the buggy wheeled past it, Devon looked down into the dark water, but saw nothing of shape or form.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?